Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch. Breaking ball. Hit high. Hit deep. Left center. Bye-bye baseball. The legend of Andrew Vaughn keeps growing. A grand slam. You have got to be kidding me.
Lane Grindle on Wisconsin's Afternoon News is presented by NeuroSpine Center of Wisconsin.
Oh, here we go. We're about 3 hours out or so. Game four of NLDS. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. We have Brewers play-by-play broadcaster Lane Grindle with us. Lane, what do you see?
I see the Cubs taking batting practice right now at Wrigley Field. It is chilly, but pleasant chilly, if that can be a thing. A little bit of a breeze. It looks like it's blowing in again today, so somewhat similar conditions to yesterday, but a later start, of course, so it's going to be cooler by the time the game gets underway.
Lane, everyone has a different way of gauging what a team is, the mood of a team. We spoke with Brewers warm-up host Bob Brainerd, and he said the guys really didn't seem like they were hanging their heads after yesterday's loss. What was your gauge of the team's mood after yesterday's game?
Yeah, very businesslike. I mean, I know that this is a young team in many respects, but they have a style of play that they play, and they're comfortable with it. They know what their recipe is to win, and so I just think that for this group, it didn't happen last night, right? They had their chances. They had opportunities in really three different innings to put together fairly big innings. Those innings didn't come. They come up a little bit short, but in so many of these games, they have gotten the big hit. And so I think you shrug your shoulders at it. You're frustrated. You're disappointed, but I don't think anybody's concerned. I think they understand that this is the game of baseball. That's how it goes sometimes, but nothing needs to change in terms of their approach or the outlook for this series moving forward. Show up, play your game tonight. You got your guy going in Freddy Peralta. I think that's kind of uplifting, too, if you're in that dugout, to know that Freddy's getting the ball tonight. So I think there's an excitement to try to finish this thing off tonight for the Brewers.
It sure is. What's it like with your team behind the scenes in the broadcast booth?
You know, it is a little different rhythm in the postseason because we're not on the air every day. And even, you know, how we put together our pregame show is a little bit different than normal. So, like, I'm not spending as much time in the clubhouse as I normally would to go get a player interview. But it's not a lot different, to be honest with you. It's exciting. I mean, these are the games that you want to call when you get into this business. You hope you get the opportunity to call postseason baseball. And there's been broadcasters in Major League Baseball that didn't get a call very many postseason games, if any at all. So we consider ourselves very fortunate we've had all these games over the last 8 years to be able to narrate and put our voices to. And we just hope there's some big moments and that we're okay in those moments ourselves. But we hope the team provides those big moments for us to narrate.
Lane, do you look at tonight's game four as a must-win for the Brewers? I mean, granted that even if there is a unfortunate circumstance where the Brewers do lose, they get a chance to still come back home for game five. But do you sense that this is kind of a must-win game, or as you said before, is this just kind of business as usual for the Brewers?
I think you could say that every postseason game is kind of must-win, right? I mean, there's a sense of urgency to every single postseason game because the stakes are so much higher. Everything is magnified so much more. So I think there's an element of that to every single postseason game. But I would tell you this, Telly. If you pulled the Cubs clubhouse and you pulled the Brewers clubhouse, I think everybody would pick to be in the Brewers spot.
Absolutely.
Right? No kidding.
They got two games to win one. The Cubs got their backs against the wall still, even with last night's win. So I still think the Brewers are definitely in the prime position, but you'd like to finish it off tonight. But the Brewers, I think, still would feel very confident in front of the home crowd on Saturday night if there is a Game 5. But let's just not have a Game 5. How about that?
Please.
I think that's the best, that's the best approach.
Please. He is Brewers play-by-play broadcaster, the best in the business, Lane Grindle. Lane, have a great call. I'll be listening.
Julia, Telly, appreciate it. Thanks so much.